Good evening. Call to order the City of Berkeley Lake Planning Zoning Commission meeting for September 9th, 2025. It is 7:15. First item is the agenda. Any changes to the agenda, or do I hear a motion to approve?
I do. Okay, I can second that.
First, second, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from July 8th?
Yes.
Yes.
You did? All right, do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, there be no old business. We will move on to new business, planning zoning variance 25-08 472 Lakeshore Drive, variance to section 78-197-10 and section 78-141 to increase the lot coverage limit from 30% to 32.16% and to expand a non-conforming structure. I do have a question for you, Lee, about this. So these are two completely separate variances, correct?
Not entirely. So the deck expansion, which is the structure that's being expanded, also is tripping over that lot coverage limit. So the deck expansion needs both.
Okay.
And then they're also adding more than just the deck expansion to further need the 30%.
Okay.
Variance.
Got it. Okay. but those alone could have been handled by an administrative variance, correct? Because it's less than 10%. So it's really the other thing that necessitated the full commission, right? Under our current rules.
Under the current rules.
Yes, okay, got it. And that would be expanding the conforming expansion to a non-conforming structure. Kinda, except for the law.
Yes.
Oh yeah, so that is confusing.
It's, but I think the fact that it's non-conforming in itself, even if the change is a conforming one, requires a variance.
Well, if the change is conforming, where it doesn't increase the non-conforming aspects.
Right.
So what's confusing about it is that it's sort of this incremental situation. So the deck expansion in and of itself, and initially the application did show the deck expansion crossing the setback line. So there were iterations to this, but they ended up solving that problem. So I hear what you're saying, Dan. It would have been, you can't have more than one administrative variance applied for.
Right. I'm just trying to understand.
So like he couldn't have applied for an administrative variance both to vary a 10, you know, under 10% of the limit, which is, I mean, under 10% of the dimension, is one type of administrative variance. Another type of administrative variance is a conforming change to a non-conforming structure if the conforming change doesn't increase the non-conforming aspects of the structure. But you can't apply for both at the same time.
Right.
So, yes.
Does the lot, I think you might have mentioned this, but I don't remember now. Does the lot, if we weren't doing the hardscape, would the deck alone exceed the 30%?
Yes. Barely, but it does.
Okay. All right.
That would go to 30.12.
That's right.
Okay. John. Do you have anything? You can go ahead and step up to the mic and give your name and address, please. For the
yes, John Purcell, 472 Lakeshore Drive, Berkeley Lake.
Do you have anything that is not in here that you want to, because we've all read this probably, is there anything that's not in here that you've thought of that you would like to add or anything else that otherwise we'll just...
No, the little deck expansion and the... a walkway. I would like to add the reason for the walkway, because there's no way to get from the house to the dock or the lake or the boat without walking on grass and down a pretty steep hill. And there's no non-steep way to do it. People have slipped and fallen walking down the grass. So it's a nice thing to have, but it's also a bit of a safety thing, honestly, to have steps of some kind to get down to the lake. So it's never had that. And just the reason, I don't know if it's even important, but the reason that we want to expand the deck that we have is it's just a walking deck. It's 4 feet deep, and all you do is walk from, there are three there are three sliding doors that go out on the deck, and all it gives you is being able to walk from one to another right now, and no place to really sit, let alone have a table and chairs and sit down and eat or anything like that. So that's the reason for the deck expansion. It's very practical, and the reason for the walkway is very practical.
I have a question that, just for my own information, when does the path, what's the line that makes it count against the lot? Like what materials are you allowed to put on a path that doesn't count against the lot coverage? What materials count against
the lot coverage? The code isn't all that clear about that. It's something that we're trying to address in our update. Compacted gravel and pavement, pavers, patio, I mean, not non-poor, like if you did, say you did stone, you know, I mean, big river rock type stone and laid that out, that would count, and that's impervious. If you did non-compacted gravel, pea gravel or something of that nature, then supposedly that is allowed. That's not what you're doing, am I right? You're not doing pea gravel down?
It's gonna be stone, gravel. It's gonna be gravel. It's gonna be wood steps and gravel in between the steps. And it's not gonna be compacted, is my understanding.
Okay, so if it's not compacted, then I think that you're safe. Mm-hmm. The wood, I mean, this is where my job gets really fun and hard, you know? Yeah, the wood is impervious, so.
I was just asking because yeah. I turned in my own, and we have a path that has mulch.
Right.
And I didn't count that.
Does not count.
Right, but I just wondered where that line was.
So the code says compacted gravel.
Let's say you have a landscape timber at the front where the step is, and behind that you have whatever, mulch or gravel or something like that. Does the landscape timber itself count as impervious?
I mean, technically, yes.
I mean, it is. I understand it is, but I wasn't still sure whether that is. I mean, because you can put landscape timber, you know, around your flower beds or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know,
probably nobody counts that.
I don't see anybody coming and asking.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. If it's uncompacted gravel.
Yeah.
Then you know, like loose gravel.
Mm-hmm.
Then that shouldn't count against
you. We're back closer to the 30.12%.
Yeah.
But I think it was represented to me as hardscape in the application. So that's why we're here.
So we get
the applications there, Lee?
I should. I was not able to print these packets today. I had to ask my assistant to do that because I have been traveling a bunch for training.
When I read it, I assumed it was, you know, paving stones or something like that.
Yeah, I assumed that hardscape meant that as well.
And then they make something that's both.
That you can make.
They can buy
stuff that is I don't know if it's called pervious or whatever, but that is not non-pervious.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, you can make a driveway of that.
There are pervious pavers that you can absolutely use. You'll just have to give me a second to pull this up on here. She didn't include it in this. What are you asking what was represented?
Yeah,
it just says hardscape for steps down to the lake.
That's what Aaron put in the
that's the purpose of it.
Probably at the time he didn't, I mean, it's very possible he didn't understand the importance of that word.
Mm. And he probably wanted to just be overly,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, just as long as
go over.
As long
go
as
ahead.
Doing
you're
this,
you're already here.
Give us the option.
Yes.
Yeah. Give us the option.
You're
so
already
yeah,
here,
I would love to have the option.
All right. So let's consider this exactly as it's written, as if you were making this concrete path, which is essentially what, right? I mean,
hardscape to me is yes.
Mm-hmm. Not pervious.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So for right now, we're considering this as impervious surface.
Right. That's what he's asked to do.
Yeah.
Is go to that 32 point.
I would agree with that.
16%.
Again, one of these situations where you have a non-conforming situation where you're inching a little bit over what it, you know, supposedly allowed and within the limits and so forth, although it's very minimal in my view. And, you know, I don't think the impervious issue here is something that is, that would cause me to not approve this. As long as, you know, then you have the, what do you call that? Not sewer, but
septic
system. That all is, you know, that's okay with this, then I would be inclined to think this is okay.
I didn't notice, where is the drained field?
The septic approval should have been included in your packet.
It is, yeah, it was. It said it was, so.
Your whole drain field in the back?
Yeah.
You don't have to pump to the side.
Yeah, it's in the back.
John, did you have them, I mean, I don't know that it matters to them, but did the pathway down to the lake, was that part of the consideration?
It was not. I'm sure it was not.
Okay, so the environmental health approval only contemplates the deck expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would probably be a problem if it was truly hardscape, right? They would want to consider that.
I don't think you can pave on top of a drain field. I mean, you're not supposed to.
And we would not, I would not want a concrete walkway, but I would want to be able to have like flagstones possibly, which I could take up if needed to work on the septic system.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not the working on the septic system. I think it's the
drainage.
Why is that? Why can you not pave across the drain field?
I think you can.
Well, if you can...
You risk to having to tear it up if you have to get to it.
Right? I mean, I'm not an expert on septic systems. I just depend on... So the reason that we have environmental health weigh in on expansion projects, which truly is the deck expansion was the thing that tripped the need for him to go to environmental health, is because environmental health does care about an expansion to a house. I can't get into the ins and outs of whether you make a landscape change to your property and how that impacts your septic system. If that causes you a problem, I will, that's not mine.
I don't think we have to, really, us here don't have to concern ourselves about whether the septic system will work or not. I mean, he has to have that approved.
He won't have to, I mean, yes, in the perfect world, Pekka, he would.
Yeah.
Do people go and get environmental health approval for things like this?
No, but I mean,
probably
we
not.
Have to consider whether the septic system works or not with this changes.
We don't.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We don't as far as the walkway goes.
Right.
I would say. Ideally, the walkway would have been part of the request to environmental health because...
Right.
That was a late-breaking addition, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
And he would have gone and included that when he asked for the approval for the deck expansion.
I can tell you this, because I got 2 years ago, I got approval for the deck. We just didn't do it, so it expired, so we had to do it again. And what's the guy's name?
Ryan Rodowski.
Yeah, Ryan said about, like I asked him about putting... rock steps down over part of it. And he said, as long as you're willing to take them up if you have to work on the septic system, he said, I wouldn't care about that. And I was talking about where the retaining wall is now in the middle of it, putting actual rock steps down there. And he said, yeah, you can do that as long as you're willing to take them up again.
So it is just about working on the system, that's their concern.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
You mentioned the deck, and I'm curious, you're expanding the deck to improve access from...
No, not for access, so that we can use the deck and actually put a table and chairs on the deck and use it, because it's only 4 feet 4-foot-deep walking deck now. We want it to be able to be a sitting deck as opposed to a sitting duck.
And the expansion from the larger section, the narrow section that's added, what is that for?
I'm not sure what you just asked.
I see a narrow section that's added in addition to the, at least it's outlined, and is that a current existing deck? I see the 357, but I don't know whether it applies to the...
357 is the entire deck square footage.
And right.
It's about a 187 square foot addition is what we're putting
John,
in.
John, step up here for a second.
He's asking, I think, about this blue line here. Is that new deck?
No, that's the whole existing deck we're going to replace so it matches the new.
Yeah.
So we're just going to tear the whole thing out. And so the blue will be the whole deck. And we're only adding the part that juts out. We're only adding...
So is there any reason for the blue line?
I don't know why he put the blue line on there.
Maybe he wanted to make
that,
sure...
Well, that's the 387 square foot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why we needed that number. 87, because it's only 187, I think, square foot...
Addition,
yeah. Right. So I don't know why he put the blue.
Okay. All right. I'm easily confused.
Well, it's... Yeah, I was confused when I first saw it, too.
So. Yeah, I thought that was a new deck as well.
Well, it's a replaced deck. So while we do this, we're going to make it look nice. I mean, because what's on there was put in about 2003, is my understanding. And so we're going to replace the whole thing so it all matches. And then we're going to take the railings on the deck that's above it and make those railings match the new railings down below. So it's going to look, the house is going to look a lot nicer from the lake after doing this.
I mean, the outline covers both the new and the old, if I understand it correctly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But there is only one. I mean, they're going to rebuild the whole deck.
We're going to rebuild the whole deck. We're going to tear it off, rebuild it with that 187 square foot expansion.
Is the screen porch coming off and being replaced as well?
No.
Okay.
We're just going to replace the railings up there. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is beneath that. This is the terrace level deck.
Oh, so is that a lower level?
Yeah, this is the lower level.
Okay, the screen porch lower level?
No, it's on the main level.
Okay, that makes it clearer to me. And the deck, is it? I don't see an elevation. Is it being built up on wood or something? Or is
mm-hmm,
it,
yeah,
okay, it'll
six by six.
Mm-hmm. Right, toward the post. Okay.
Any other questions? So your motion?
I move that we approve this as requested.
Second?
Dave seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved.
Aye.
Thank you.
It's funny, it was more complicated than I thought reading through it. I thought, oh, this is pretty easy. But there's some complications to that, actually.
Yeah, I thought that since you were saying that people were sliding and slipping on the way down to the deck there, that with this impervious issue, that you could put a slip and slide there, but that's also impervious.
You know, I've thought of a cable with a pulley on it.
Oh, yeah.
Go all the way down to the lake, and that would be a lot of fun.
Into the lake.
Yeah, yeah. Grandkids would love it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Lacey, I should have asked you if you had anything to say to this issue. Or are you just here watching?
Or are you for the citizen comments?
All right, citizen comments. Are there any? Do you have anything? No wisdom to share with us at all?
How are the deer doing? Never mind.
Anything for this discussion session? Nothing on the agenda. All right. Are you hear a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Boom. 7:36.